And then what is going to be crucially important is to randomize for the duration of therapy because of the cost. We unfortunately didn't do that in the adjuvant trastuzumab trials. And in retrospect, I think it's a mistake. I am really sad that I didn't think about this at the time we designed HERA.
This was a shorter duration.
Yeah, we were so excited with what we saw with the drug in metastatic disease, in particular these very long-lasting responses of patients that were kept on treatment, that we believed very strongly that we had to investigate a two-year arm. But in retrospect, I think we should have perhaps built a fourth arm in the study with 3 months treatment duration. So the two monoclonal antibodies, I think there must ideally be a randomization for a short treatment versus a somewhat longer treatment.
When do you think we might be seeing data from the 1 versus 2 years in HERA?
Well, that's an interesting question. We were hoping that this analysis would be mature in 2008. What we were told recently, because our independent data monitoring committee had a look at this arm at the end of 2006, we were told that there are less and less events, which is good news for women, and that the probability that we will get these results in 2008 is pretty small, and it looks more like it's going to be 2010.
So, but I guess the thing that I've heard people talk about the issue that you just mentioned, which is what about shorter durations, is if the 2 years is better than the 1 year, then you kind of don't need to worry about that. But it sounds like you have some concerns, and I guess the issue, too, is are you going to have enough events, even in 2010?
Yeah, well, we don't know that. And what we will have to discuss with the steering committee is that if we do not have enough events, we might amend the protocol and decide to present the results anyway when we will reach a certain amount of follow-up. Because the scientific community at one point needs to know what happened to this 2-year trastuzumab arm. We never saw any data, neither in terms of efficacy or toxicity from this arm.